The Church of the Holy Sepulchre contains the site of Jesus' crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. Several denominations have a presence in this church, each claiming a bit of the property, if you will. So who has the keys to the place? That answer, and a trip through this church, is today's edition on the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
The Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem is the holiest of sites to Christians. This is the place Jesus died on the cross and was laid in the tomb. As you can imagine, many Christian denominations want to have a presence here.
The Church of Holy Sepulchre is shared by six different denominations, all of them Christian, and all of them living very carefully next to each other.
And the person that has the key to the door is?
A Muslim family.
Which tends to keep the peace, I guess.
Yes, I would say so.
So a Muslim family locks and unlocks the doors of the church. A bit of irony here in the old city. Anit Yark is a longtime guide and resident of Israel.
On Good Friday, certainly there's a major procession which everybody will walk. Many people who come especially for the events of Easter will come even before that.
The route to Calvary is packed on Good Friday, but the crowds form on the Sunday before as well.
We also have a big procession on Palm Sunday, starting on top of Mount of Olives, walking the Palm Sunday road all the way to the city. Then we have the Good Friday procession, which is mainly Catholic, but still, sometimes you also have the Orthodox Easter falling at the same date.
And when Orthodox Easter also falls on that set of days, the crowds will swell larger. Anna says it doesn't matter when you come to Jerusalem, just make sure you get here.
Definitely they should, and definitely they should not be afraid, because look at us, look at me. I'm sitting here in front of you, and I'm living in this country for now more than 25 years. I'm still in physically good shape.
Remember the events of Good Friday and Easter. On the Way of the Cross in Jerusalem, I'm Andrew McRae.